Press any key to receive a text from us and start this conversation right now. Or stay on the line and we'll answer your call as soon as we can.
Fiscus Jewelers, Mrs. Jonathan.
Hey, how was your weekend?
Hey.
Long weekend.
Hey, Sarah. It was good. It was good. How are you?
Good. Wasn't sure if you were able to get back on the website, but they did.
I see that.
Oh, okay, you did. Okay, good. Okay.
Yeah, I was on for, we had a weird one where an appraisal. Previous appraisal was just super way too high. I was like, oh, let me see what RDI has.
Oh,
so, yeah, I was on there, and I just saw the kind of the columns and things, but the left side's still the same. So, yeah,
but it went,
I liked a lot.
It went back to the list that you wanted, right?
Yeah, the
okay.
List is on the right, and then, yeah, on the left side, you can still see, like, the GA and the Rare and Forever buttons, which is
Yes, okay, good.
No, I see that. It's the table view and the grid view. So the grid view is the one. Yeah, that all makes sense.
Okay.
Cool.
All right. So what's going on? Anything you need?
Yeah, I just followed up on that. Not too much. I just chimed in on the Princess Cut insurance replacement situation just to stay on him. His insurance wanted to see, like, their old broken stone.
Okay.
That could be. I just told him to, you give me the thumbs up and I'll make sure we get something.
Right. Okay.
Within
what
we quoted.
Your...
Otherwise, I was off yesterday. I was trying to work in the afternoon. I didn't make it in.
Right. No problem.
I kind of got caught up here today and then see what, before Thanksgiving brings. And I have one carat Rare and Forever in stock. I'm hopeful to get a deposit on by Saturday.
Fingers crossed. That'd be nice.
So, yeah. Yeah, so there's some things working.
Awesome.
And then, between that and this, I'm hopeful about the Princess Cut because they want us to do the work. We already have a previous relationship with them. So, yeah, we're in the good there. Their ring's still sitting in my store all this time. So.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah, they need to get the broken diamond that ended up in the garbage disposal back to their insurance just to prove it.
Oh,
yeah, the thing was pretty mangled and... the rest of the thing is okay. I don't know if the stuff made it down there or what.
Right.
But I'll take the business.
Right, for sure.
So, we'll be in touch on that the next few days and see what happens. This Saturday we're doing like a trunk show of like colored stones with a friend and local gem dealer. So hopefully that creates like a little bit of traffic.
Okay.
And, I don't think so. Yeah, we've been showing off the Rare and Forevers. And,
okay. Do you sell lab-grown? I don't remember if you sell lab-grown.
Yeah, we sell too much of it.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
I can send you a lab.
Yeah.
I can send you a memo on it for through Christmas.
No, we don't need any more. Yeah, we have too many of our own just sitting here.
Okay.
They're
all right,
so cheap.
For some
it doesn't
reason,
even make
I
sense
know.
To do memos.
But, I know.
Yeah, we've been doing those with pure-grown.
Okay.
How
much are you paying for a carat, do you know, or 2 carats, just so I know if we're in line or not?
Like 150 to 200 a carat, I think.
Okay. Yeah, we're like 2 to 250 depending on the quality, but okay, gotcha.
Sure.
All right.
Yeah, but I always introduce kind of both sides and definitely steer them towards the...
Natural.
The natural has definitely kind of been the push and people around here. This is one of the fastest growing suburbs, like each year when they put out those like top 10 lists and stuff. So, it's not cheap to live here. So people around here got money and they can buy the natural for sure. But then there's also like, we're having, like some of these like 30, 35 year anniversary rings.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going towards the lab ground just because she wants, like, this big old massive look.
Okay.
Where it's like, dude, I would much rather have you spend, like, you know, maybe similar money, but not get this big old massive. But it's all to each their own. Everyone figures out what they kind of, the niche they want. And,
okay.
But yeah, it's interesting. So.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
But yeah, we'll get definitely
right.
some more calls
coming
and do some good business the next 6-7 weeks, whatever
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, fingers crossed, whatever you need. You know, we have tennis bracelets, earrings, necklaces, all that kind of stuff. Anything diamond, just call me.
Cool. Yep, always. We'll do.
How do you do with the semi-mounts that's rare and forever? Do you have those? The ring?
We do not.
No?
Sold... something that we could definitely talk about with Noel.
Yeah, because that's something we do very well.
Sometime down the road.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. I have the little booklet with the style. Like with
okay.
Oh, kind of the leafy type names in them.
Yeah.
We've gone through that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And Christy
right.
was here in store. I forget what month that was. Maybe August.
Okay.
We did look at that booklet with some of the clients that were...
Okay.
Hopeful to get them into a rare and forever down the road. So,
okay. Right.
Yeah, that could be something we could work on
in
the spring, or I don't know how that, what kind
of,
if you just buy a couple rings, or if there's a program of X amount of dollars, that'd be something for Noel to kind of review.
Okay, all right, I'll figure it out. And
but no, I know the styles are nice. And things,
yeah,
but,
and there's the bands, which are stackable also, wedding bands and stackable bands, you know what I mean? So, but we do very well with those. That's why I wasn't sure if it was something you didn't like or what it, you know, what the situation
was.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
No, yeah, we just have kind of just started out with the loose.
Right.
And,
okay.
I was going through my, looks like I sold my first one like almost a year ago. So it's taken a little bit of time, but once you just get the traction of it.
Right,
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Seems like. You just kind of got to get in the habit of talking about it. And
I
just like whipping them out and showing like the most random person that's like even just in getting a watch battery or something.
Oh, you're good.
They'll randomly like, they'll remember it and think about it. So, oh, yeah, I try to show like not every single person that walks in the door, but if they're sitting around and, you know, it's killing time, it's good for just familiarity and just.
Yeah.
How to sell it and just,
right.
you know what I mean, just practicing pretty much. So.
Right. How about the, did you see the new ads that they came out with? I don't know if you posted on Facebook.
Yeah,
I'm
going to send that to.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't specifically, I'm too busy, but I'm going to try to get that over to our Facebook
person?
Team.
Okay,
and she runs it. Yep, she does that with, and her and Noel work directly with like our radio. We do a lot of radio advertisements with.
Yeah.
Sports radio and stuff like that, too.
Okay.
So
cool.
I'm actually
going
to write that on my notepad to get those over to her in the morning because I'm here for just another 10 to 15 minutes and scooting across town to daycare. So you're working past 5, aren't you?
Yeah, we work till 6.
Nice.
What time do you have to, get them by 5 o'clock? Is that the time?
Yeah.
Okay.
My mom's the one that watches them, but I still try to respect that.
Right.
So
that's a lot because your kids are little, 2 and a 9-month-old. Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's they did pretty good traveling, but they're sleeping, but all wacky, and one skipped a nap before family pictures.
Oh, boy.
It was all fun, but it's good to get in the sunshine because it's pretty light, gray and... like 40, 50 degrees in Iowa. I'm sure New York's maybe similar, but...
Yeah,
it's getting a little eerie.
Yeah. Now, does your mom only watch your two girls, or does she have other
friends? No, she doesn't have a small business. Yeah,
oh, she does?
Mine are the all... it's a small business, like home daycare provider.
Oh, cool.
And so there's other kids there, too.
Okay.
Not a big group. I think it's like... What is she at? I think she's at 6 total, and that would include my two.
God bless her, man.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Well, I hope she's... I told her by the time my kids are in school, she's got to wind down. But,
It
really
kind of
keeps her busy. She's going through a divorce and all this stuff, so we're trying to... Yeah, it's not that much fun for her right now.
That's too bad. Sorry to hear.
It is what it is, but...
Right.
But anywho,
it's nice you're sensitive to it, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I've got
That's
all we got, you know?
Yeah, Yeah, for sure. All right.
But yeah, we'll be in touch. And I got the notes on that Princess Cut. The one, it looked like it was Al at the time. But
yeah,
let me
Al,
just talk with. Let's
so
get
I
the
just,
for sure from the
yeah.
insurance, and then we can do some shipping in.
Okay, I just emailed the girl who has it out to see if she can get it back for me. So I'll know that by tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll stay on them.
yeah. So I put your name on it. So, but
we appreciate you.
All right, thank you. Appreciate you. You have a great night.
All right, you too.
Take care. Bye, Jonathan.